Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Ellen Noel Art Museum to offer summer art camps. OA News at OAOA.com. The Ellen Noel Art Museum has scheduled 4 weeks of summer camps for ages 6 through 12 with different art subjects like painting, 3D design, ceramics, and much more each week. Class hours are 9:15 a.m. to noon. Ages 13 through 17 can check out the Teen Artist Residency Program. This program is a one-week intensive summer art program that offers a unique art experience in a museum setting, working with ceramic artist Daikin Asakawa, a news release said. Students must apply and be accepted into this program and will get the chance to work in a fun and interactive environment while exploring new techniques and developing their own artistic creativity. Applications can be found on the museum's website, noelartmuseum.org/programs, and are due by May 24th. The Ellen Noel Art Museum's summer art camp schedule is June 7 through 11, ages 13 through 17, Teen Artist Residency Program. June 14 through 18, ages 6 through 12, Ceramics plus Art Sampler. June 21 through 25, ages 6 through 12, Painting plus From Bugs to Botanicals. July 12 through 16, ages 6 through 12, 3D Design plus Textiles slash Embroidery. July 19 through 23rd, ages 6 through 12, Collage slash Mixed Media plus Cartooning slash Flip Books. You can follow the Ellen Noel Art Museum on social media or visit its website, noelartmuseum.org, for details on the ENAM Kids Book Club. Registration opens to the public May 17th. The registration fee must be paid in advance by phone 432-550-9696, extension 213, between 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. The museum has a limited amount of scholarships available based on financial need through the Neely Hunter Palmer Fund. The suggested deadline is June 11th. No refunds. Face masks are required for children and adults. For more details on each class and prices, visit noelartmuseum.org/events. For more information regarding summer art camp at the Ellen Noel Art Museum, contact Annie Stanley at education@noelartmuseum.org or 432-550-9696, extension 213. Film screening. The Ellen Noel Art Museum will be hosting a film screening of the documentary Finding Vivian Meyer Thursday evening at 6 p.m. The film focuses on American street photographer Vivian Meyer, whose body of work was only discovered and recognized after her death in 2009. The film screening is open to the public at no charge. Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Helping raise funds. Courtesy photos. American Momentum Bank helped the Permian Basin Rehabilitation Center raise more than $1.3 million during its 44th annual telethon on April 17th and 18th. The bank served as a sponsor of the event and had volunteers manning the phones from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday. The annual telethon, which aired on News West 9, raises funds for the rehab center to provide therapy services to patients who need assistance regardless of their financial situation. During the 8-hour event, viewers heard stories about patients and celebrated their determination, persistence, and inspiration. The Permian Basin Rehabilitation Center does a lot to serve the need of our local community. Greg Simmons, Odessa Market President, American Momentum Bank, said, "We are proud to support their efforts during the annual telethon and help further their mission of improving lives by providing exceptional and compassionate therapy services." As a sponsor, American Momentum Bank donated $4,000 to the center and a television that was given away as a prize during the live telethon. The bank also had 10 volunteers answering the phones and taking donations from callers. The Permian Basin Rehab Center is the Permian Basin's only comprehensive, nonprofit, multidisciplinary rehabilitation facility that provides speech, physical, and occupational therapy and hearing/audiology services. The center serves patients of all ages and abilities who find themselves in need. Signs of graduation are popping up everywhere. OA News at OAOA.com. One of the key components of Ector County ISD's strategic plan is to prepare students for college, career, and military, whatever their choice may be after high school graduation. One of the ways the district celebrates these accomplishments is by decorating the front of each school with signs, that is, yard signs highlighting the colleges, universities, military commitments, or career tracks the graduates have chosen to pursue, a news release stated. At the end of this week, each of ECISD's 5 high schools will honor the class of 2021 by planting the yard signs in a very visible place to not only honor this year's grads, but also to create a tangible example for underclassmen to emulate. This will be the second year in a row that ECISD high schools have done this for the graduating seniors.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 9th, 2021. OPD set to remember fallen law enforcement officers. The Odessa Police Department detailed in a press release that the week of May 9th has been designated as National Police Memorial Week. May 13th, OPD is scheduled to hold a memorial service to honor the 9 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. OPD spokesman Corporal Steve Lesser said over the phone Thursday afternoon that the memorial service is set to begin at 10 a.m. Thursday at Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. Masks will be required while inside the funeral home. The 9 local law enforcement officers who will be honored are OPD Corporal G.T. Toll, OPD Officer Scott Smith, OPD Corporal Arlie Jones, OPD Corporal Scott Gardner, OPD Corporal Abel Marquez, Ector County Sheriff's Office Deputy Thad West, Lubbock Police Department Officer Rodney Kendricks, Midland County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Michael Naylor, and Midland Police Department Officer Nathan Heidelberg. OPD is also scheduled to honor 85 officers who lost their lives in the line of duty the past year in Texas, the press release stated. The public is encouraged to replace their porch lights with blue bulbs beginning Sunday and continuing through May 15th to honor all police officers who have been killed in the line of duty. Permian Basin Great 25 Nurses Award Winners. Permian Basin Great 25 Nurses Board of Directors recently announced local and area nurse award winners. Venus Skeen, Midland Health Premier Physicians Nurse Practitioner. Joanne Anderson, Midland Memorial Clinical Manager, NICU. Samantha Rodriguez, Scenic Mountain Employee Health Nurse. Jessica Booth, Permian Regional Director of Risk Management and Medical Staff Coordinator. Kenda Land, Midland Women's Clinic, registered nurse. Lindsay Jones, Midland Memorial, RN, NICU. Natalie Sandell, Medical Center, Division Director of Nursing Administration. Jessica McBride, Midland Memorial, RN, ICU. Andres Barbaraza, Midland Memorial, Clinical Manager, PCU. Gordon Matamo, Andrews County Health Department, Nurse Practitioner. Natalie Grace Mintz, Midland Memorial, RN, ICU. Sean Nethery, Ward Memorial, Chief Nursing Officer. James Meeks, Permian Regional, RN, Medical Surgical. Lori Hammond, TTUHSC, Associate Professor. Rebecca Rhodes, Ector County ISD, Director of Nursing and Health Services. Stephanie Potter, Odessa Regional Lactation Consultant. Val Sparks, Midland Memorial, Infection Control and Prevention Coordinator. Tanya Martin, Odessa Regional, Director of Emergency Services. Natalie Tarango, Midland Memorial, RN, Post-Surgical Unit. Tanta Halsey, Midland Memorial, Clinical Manager, ICU. Michaela Moore, Odessa Regional, RN, Labor and Delivery. Lindsay Glasscock, Odessa Regional, Employee Health Nurse. Norma Sanchez, Midland Memorial, RN, PACI. Victor Miramontes, Midland Memorial, Clinical Manager, ICU. Tracy Hall, Midland Memorial, RN, Wound Ostomy Care. Taylor recalls book-laden career. Retired County Library Director hopes for new building and branches. By Bob Campbell. Librarians do much more than check out books, says Rebecca Taylor, who knows what she is talking about. They spend lots of time researching what books to stock and provide other services, including audiovisual, reference, genealogical and other educational materials, rent movies and paintings, and schedule interesting and socially relevant programs. Having retired at the end of 2020 after 13 years as director of the Ector County Library, Taylor welcomed the recently begun County Commissioner's court-assigned committee study of the library's future. Describing the three-story building at 321 West 5th as one that would be hard to remodel or expand, she said, "My dream is that we have two branches in eastern and western Odessa, and we may eventually need one on the north side. There's not enough room in the present location and not enough parking. Putting more money into this building is not the best thing to do. We should build a central library in another location." The committee has been tasked with recommending whether the facility should be remodeled or a new one built. The public library is the only source of objective, balanced, professionally selected information and entertainment, Taylor said. People would have to pay for that level of information from any other source. The only place where they can consistently go for it is the library, and they can get it without charge. They can learn everything from how to be a plumber and take the plumbing exam to teaching children how to build blocks. Taylor is a Big Spring native who attended Howard College in her hometown and the University of Texas at Austin before earning a degree in political science at Angelo State University in San Angelo. She earned a master's degree in library and information science at the University of North Texas at Denton. Inspired by Big Spring High School librarian Jan Harris, who was the sister of Congressman Jake Pickle of Austin. Taylor started her career working part-time in the Howard County Library and while attending Howard College. She was hired by Opal McDaniel at the County Library, where she became director of the Reference Department and served till joining the Ector County Library in the same position in 2000. She was named director in 2007. We wanted to fill the community's need for the best quality information we could get, something that had merit, not something like Joe Blow would pull out of his hat, she said. We had a committee look at reviews from the Library Journal, the School Library Journal, the Book List, or the Book Review Digest, if a book was a little iffy so far as being risque or obscene. If somebody challenged a book, we did more research. A lifelong science fiction aficionado, Taylor extensively read from the works of Isaac Asimov when she was young, greatly enjoyed the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling, and had just finished a novel titled Street Freaks by Terry Brooks of Seattle. Most of us become librarians because we are inveterate readers, she said. I'm a history buff, and if something looks interesting, I read it no matter who wrote it. I've always been fascinated by science fiction, particularly the way the future is foretold in fantasy. Mom had a battery-powered radio when I was a kid that we could only play for an hour or so to get the news because the battery would run down and we couldn't afford batteries. Now we have access to everything, but there is a lot of garbage put out in the world. Taylor retired because her severely arthritic knees made it hard for her to get around. She uses an electric-powered chair that she calls a scooter outside her home, and she employs a walker there to care for her 98-year-old mother, Bessie, who crochets baby blankets for new library patrons. Her dad, Elmo, was an oil field worker, and she had a sister. Adult services librarian Genevieve White said Taylor is an honest person who dealt with things head-on and sort of enjoyed it. Rebecca believed in treating everybody fairly, but she didn't run from confrontations when she had to say, you have to go by the rules and not bring in huge baggage, or you can't beat up people in the library, for example, White said. I appreciated her very much professionally and personally. I always admired that she could say no with a smile and get her point across. She is a brave person, and she showed a lot of leadership. Rebecca always told us stories from the old days about patrons and her family. She is a traditional Texas storyteller with a great sense of humor. She knows when to push for the library in front of the commissioner's court, and when not to, because she knew she would lose. Interim Library Director and Managing Director of Tech Services, Lynette Nichols, said Taylor always had lots of good ideas about how to handle different situations. Rebecca was very supportive of the library and staff, Nichols said. She is very intelligent, and she tells lots of really good stories about her life and family. She wants what's best for the library.
Are continued precautions necessary after vaccine? Dear Dr. Roach, can you elaborate on how the COVID vaccine is different or inferior or maybe just not as fully tested from other vaccines? As far as I know, we do not need to continue to take precautions for polio, or the Spanish flu, or bird flu. Those vaccines protect us. Why the need for continued precautions for COVID after being vaccinated? W.S. Answer. The COVID vaccines are new, but the evidence is mounting that in the real world, as opposed to just studies, these vaccines are very safe and effective. Part of the continued caution in the current COVID-19 pandemic is due to the unknown duration of the effect of the vaccine, but much of the concern has to do with just how many people are infected. There is the possibility of a new variant becoming prevalent that might be more contagious, more deadly, less amenable to our therapies, or able to overcome the resistance conferred by the vaccines. We certainly hope the vaccines will continue to provide a high level of protection. It's the emergence of these variants that currently concern our public health officials the most. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, May 13th. Long married man remains in the closet. Dear Abby, I have been married more than 25 years and have kids. I'm also gay. I always have been, but when I was a teenager, it wasn't acceptable, and I always believed I would just outgrow it or learn to live with it. Then came the computer era and the internet, things I never dreamed of while growing up. They changed my life, yet I'm still closeted. I have had two gay relationships. Both lasted less than a year. I feel like my whole life has been a lie, and I pretty much screwed up my wife because of it. I did provide her with all the creature comforts financially and gave her two beautiful kids. I just don't know if it's worth coming out at this point in my life. I'm also reluctant because I don't have a guy in my life right now, although I am looking. It's just so difficult. I'm torn about how to live the remainder of my life. Please help. Signed, Closeted in the Midwest. Dear Closeted, because you are looking for a partner, it looks like you really don't plan on sticking around once you find one. Tell your wife the truth so she can decide how she would like to spend the rest of her life. She may need help from a licensed therapist to deal with the ramifications of your disclosure. So be prepared because it may be a shock when she learns the person she has spent the last quarter of a century with is not exactly who she thought he was. Dear Abby, I was adopted and recently came across my biological family. It's huge. I suffer from severe depression and now know that most of my bio family does too. During the past year, my husband and I decided to tackle it head-on with medication, and there has been a noticeable change in me. My husband is very supportive, and we are close. Problem is, I want to meet my out-of-state bio brother alone. He's the only full sibling I have, and our connection is uncanny. My husband is a hyper-extrovert, and I don't want his charming antics to distract from this moment, although usually I love it. He, however, says he can't agree. He's afraid something with the new family will set off a depressive episode, and I'll be too far away for him to get to me. That's understandable, but what do I do? I still feel the same. Is he right, or am I? Signed, Connecting in California. Dear Connecting, not knowing how serious your depressive episodes have been, my instinctive reaction is to advise you to listen to your husband. Surely he wouldn't have to be with you every minute and could stay at a nearby hotel or motel while you were seeing your sibling. That said, if there is any chance that an episode could result in you becoming self-destructive, it is important to discuss this visit with a therapist who prescribes your medications before making any plans to go. Do tell your husband that if he accompanies you, you would like him to tone down his need for attention so he won't distract from your experience or your brother's.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. People are entertained by your great wit. You're clever, intelligent, and well-prepared. You take pride in your professional approach to things and you hope that others will do likewise. In the year ahead, many of you will make a decision that will lead to a major change in your life. Stay flexible so you can size up all options. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. You'll be surprised to experience something fresh and different in the next 2 months. Your capacity to learn more about the spiritual dimensions of your life will increase as you come in touch with deep, meaningful values. This might sound trippy, but it's true. Tonight, enjoy daydreams and wishful thinking. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. Your popularity will increase in the next 10 weeks. Not only will you enjoy the company of friends and groups, these people will actually benefit you. This same window is an excellent time to ponder your hopes for the future. Tonight, be careful of extravagance. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 5 stars. Something good is coming down the pipe. For the next few months, you might receive a promotion, public recognition, kudos, an award, or admiration for your achievements. Some might travel because of work. Mucho excitement. Tonight, stay realistic. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. In the next few months, many opportunities will come to you that expand your view of things and expose you to a broader world. Some of you will travel to foreign countries. You might explore philosophical and religious ideas. Tonight, don't be led astray by fantasies. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. Your financial scene will improve in the next few months because money from other sources will come to you. Ka-ching! This could mean money back from the government, or you might benefit indirectly through your partner. Maybe an inheritance? Tonight, a friend might confuse you. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. You have a wonderful opportunity to enjoy one-on-one encounters in the next few months. Relations with others will be upbeat and friendlier. If you marry in the next few months, your partner might be older, richer, or more established. This is a good time to see an expert. Tonight, be extra clear in communicating with authority figures. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Good news, your health will get a lovely boost in the next few months. You will feel stronger and more vigorous and pleased with yourself. Many of you will improve your job or get a better paying job. Some of you will explore work-related travel. Tonight, don't fall for propaganda. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. Lucky you, in the next 10 weeks, you have more opportunities to express your creative urges. Romance will blossom. New romance is possible. Relations with your kids will improve, and some might slip away on a vacation. Tonight, double-check banking and financial matters. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 4 stars. Different scenarios related to your home and family will please you in the next 10 weeks. Family members will be more loving and generous to each other because something will happen that makes you enjoy your home more. You might benefit through real estate. Tonight, family discussions might be confusing. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. You're entering an exciting window of about 10 weeks when your plans for the future will be more ambitious. You might learn something or get further training. Relations with siblings and relatives will be happier. Get ready for an upbeat time. Tonight, daydreams, and fantasies are par for the course. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 5 stars. Lucky money bags, Jupiter has just moved into your money house for 10 weeks, which means you will boost your earnings or increase your assets in some way. You will likely get richer. Explore money-making ideas. Tonight, resist extravagant spending. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 5 stars. For a brief 10 weeks, lucky Jupiter is in your sign for the first time since 2010. A marvelous bonus. It signals the beginning of a new cycle in your life, especially one of gaining new experiences. You will attract people and resources. Tonight, you're in a dreamy state of mind.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.